alone. Summer coming at me all the time. Your baby thinks I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, hello and welcome to another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name is Matt. I really enjoy airing this show every week for you. It is a feature on Australian and Canadian independent music, and we always include, we try to include at least one Kiwi track, and we're going to be doing that this week. A new artist that I've discovered with a single out goes by the name of Creme Jeanne, and the single is Atrophy. Also on the show, we're going to hear from a surprise new single that OK Vancouver OK put out with a really fabulous film filmed around Vancouver. And also a bit of a feature on Williams Lake. There's a lot of great music from the regional areas of BC. Block Treat, based in Vancouver but with origins in Williams Lake, has a new single out called One Horse Town from a highly anticipated second album called After Dark. That's Brandon Hoffman's project. And then I'm going to play you an older track, a reissue. So there's a new label called Shock Collar Records that specializes in unearthing some long-lost punk gems from British Columbia. So Evan, I've met recently. He is Williams Lake local, and he has his own project called Distorted Garden. We'll play a track from that, but also from we're going to hear from 10th Avenue, a band from this label. Their record Another Casualty was recorded in the 90s but never actually released. So well done, Evan, for having the initiative to unearth some punk albums, and this is the first of a number of albums on this way. So we're going to be playing you lots of great Canadian music in the second half of the show. We're going to start out with some Canadian music. I'm a big Destroyer fan. I've played a lot of Destroyer music on the show, and Street Hawk, A Seduction. The fourth record is particularly fantastic, and I noticed that it was nominated for the Polaris Music Pride Heritage section just a number of months back. I'm not sure if it won the award. I'm not particularly that interested in awards, I guess, generally, or how it all works, but I was really happy to see this record nominated for the Heritage Prize because it is worthy of being noted by a larger audience. It was recorded in the fall of 2000 and released in 2001, recorded at JCDC Studios in Vancouver. So I'm going to pick three tracks to play, the first track and the last track. So that is Street Hawk 1 and Street Hawk 2. And in the middle, we're going to hear one of my favorites from the record. It's called Farrah Straus and Giro, Sea of Tears. Three tracks from the classic Destroyer album Street Hawk, A Seduction. And then we're going to hear some new Australian music and a Kiwi track, and then all of the Canadian music of the show. My name's Matt. This is Stranded. Let's kick it off with Destroyer.
Hey girl, come on and take a whirl in my machine. Though I'm telling you now, it leaves scars on the wanton. Behind these bars is a house built for hunting. Now go or don't go, just don't say no, cause the listeners of the world are on her side. The listeners of the world are on her side. She said the city was dead and gutless, a cry for the city. You gotta move to stay alive, you do the very modern jive. I once I knew what that wisdom was for. September girls think those pearls just wash upon the shore. Now go or don't go, just don't say no. With the listeners of the world all on her side, the listeners of the world all on her side. Said the city was dead and gutless, a cry for the city. She She said the city was dead, and goodness, I cried for the city. She said the city was dead, and goodness, I cried for the city. Attempts to huntress, let the girls go insane as we lay down our weapons, and sure enough, we are slain by that stuff. It was back amongst the living, your smile was giving me a thrill, enough to come so close to closing the deal, the steal of a century stolen from our hearts to a house on the hill. But if that is what it takes, if that is what it takes, if that is what it takes. A stone, a stone's throw from your throne. No man has ever hung from the rafters of a second home. No man has ever hung from the rafters of a second home. She guessed it, the answer wasn't yes, but her maxims were fine, the ethos that flew about her mind, like swallows in search of a burnt down bell tower church. But if that is what it takes, if that is what it takes, if that is what it takes. Both feet on the floor, listening to the bona fide stasis of sound, the eaves dripping, yesterday's ill-timed August rain. If there is such a thing as ill-timed August rain, there ought to be a law There ought to be a railroad to take me away, to take me away. There ought to be a law, a notion of escape, to take me away, to take me away. There ought to be a law. Symphonies come quick. Now that you are sick of breathing new life into the form. Hey, sweetheart, you've been spotted hanging out outside the storm. Why don't you fly high?
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thanks for tuning into Stranded. So three tracks from the Destroyer album, Street Hawk, A Seduction, which came out in 2001. It is the fourth Destroyer record, and it was recently nominated for the Heritage Prize from the Polaris Music Prize. It's a Canadian music prize system. Again, I'm not really sure how it works. It's a short list, long list, and I'm not sure if it... Well, it was nominated, but I'm not sure if it won an award this year. I'm looking on the website. Winners for the Heritage Prize. I can see a Feist album, Let It Die, a Kid Koala album, a Peaches album. I don't see it actually here as a winner, but anyway, it was nominated in the most recent round of the Heritage Prize for the Polaris Music Prize, and I think it should have won. Anyway, a real favorite of mine, Street Hawker Seduction, the fourth album from Destroyer, came out in 2001 on Merge Records. Destroyer actually has wrapped up an Australian tour, which is pretty exciting, a solo tour of Australia. I'm not sure how often he's been down there. Maybe this is the first time. Okay, here is a Kiwi artist by the name Krem Jean, and we're going to feature his garage pop single Atrophy. And online he said, "Atrophy is literally gallows humor. It's inevitable to grow and change and eventually decline. I worry probably too much that I'll wake up one day and find I've flipped and turned into some kind of Mike Hoskins, Mark Richardson asshole." I'm not sure who those people are. Must be some New Zealand people. Anyway, the track is called Atrophy by Krem Jean. And then two new Australian tracks after that. We're going to hear from a band from Melbourne called the Orb Weavers. So their single is called Radium Girls. So on their website, theorbweavers.com, about the song Radium Girls. So radium dial painters were encouraged to lick their paintbrushes to keep a fine point without realizing they were ingesting toxic amounts of radium. In the body, radium mimics calcium and is absorbed by bone marrow. So over time, the dial companies became aware of the health hazards of radium-based paint, but continued to use it without providing adequate occupational safety controls. Workers became seriously ill as a result of their exposure, took their employers to court, and eventually won. But not after grueling court trials where their illnesses were doubted by their employers. International health and safety regulations for occupational exposure to radioactive materials developed as a result of the Radium Girls case. That's interesting. So I'm not sure what time period this was. Here we are. The 1910s to the 1920s. Interesting. Paint was used to paint dials for watches, clocks, and aircraft instrument panels. So, Melbourne band The Orb Weavers with their track Radium Girls. And then after that, we're going to hear a single from an artist who goes by the name Leonie Kingdom. And she is Australian-based, based in Hervey Bay, Queensland. All right, let's get back to the music. Starting out with Krem Jen from New Zealand, then The Orb Weavers from Melbourne, and Leonie Kingdom from regional Queensland.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You tuned in to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We heard at the top of the set there a Kiwi artist that goes by the name of Jean Cream and his track Atrophy. And then the Orb Weavers, two-piece out of Melbourne, Victoria, with Radium Girls, their single. And Leonie Kingdom is an artist from Hervey Bay in Queensland, a fairly small city, and her single So Much More. She's been performing live and entertaining crowds for about 8 years, from playing pubs to festivals, special events. She's performed at Tamworth Music Festival, Gympie Muster, lots of events in regional Queensland. Okay, so let's get into the Canadian music from here on in till the end of the show. Blocktreat, I'm pleased to announce, has a new single out called One Horse Town, and it is quite infectious. Blocktreat is a project of Brandon Hoffman. He's recorded two records now based in Williams Lake. He's relocated back to Vancouver just in the last month or so and has got together a new incarnation of his live setup, a great crack live band who are going to be supporting this new single, One Horse Town, and the whole album called After Dark. It explores songwriting through synth pop, indie, electronica, and ambient music, Blocktreat. And then after that, a track from a band from the distant past, from, I believe, from Williams Lake as well. So I need to confirm this through talking with Evan. We're going to be interviewing Evan on the show here in due course, but Evan Catalano runs a new record label called Shock Collar Records, where he's unearthing some long-lost gems from the British Columbian punk underground, some albums that were recorded but not necessarily released. And the first one on the label is by a band called 10th Avenue. And the track is Blades of Steel. It's a hockey-themed track. There's a film clip that's out on YouTube. And the album is called Another Casualty. So there is a Shock Collar Records Bandcamp, the shockcollarrecords.bandcamp.com, where you can find the album. It's just been released, having been recorded in 1997 in Victoria, featuring Tim Rodier on guitar vocals, Chris Wastier on bass and vocals, and Burke Cunningham on drums. So fascinating. We're going to play a track called Blades of Steel. And then Evan has his own project called Distorted Garden. And Evan, he is based in Williams Lake, BC, and we're going to play a track of his called Believe Anything from an EP that he put out by the same name around this time last year. So here we are, Stranded, regional BC, starting out with Block Treat with One Horse Town, the brand new single, and then Blades of Steel from 10th Avenue, from a record from a long, long time ago that's just been released. And then Distorted Garden from Williams Lake with Believe Anything.
Yes. like the pond. I broke my leg in Red Deer, now my whole career fell down. So I'll drink a case of Pipers and then I'll get real high. Play great Canadian hockey under the great Canadian sky.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
And this is Strand of the Australian Canadian Music Show. We have a blog, ausstranderradio.com, where you can access all of our archive podcasts and interviews. We are at Twitter at ausstranded and facebook.com/ausstranderradio. So we heard the new Block Treat single there, awesome stuff, One Horse Town, from the forthcoming record After Dark, which is out this month. Block Treat is Brandon Hoffman and Friends, now based in Vancouver. And then 10th Avenue with Blades of Steel from a record called Another Casualty. That is an album that had never been released until a few days ago, recorded in 1997 in Victoria, BC, and has just been released finally on a new record label called Shock Collar Records, run by Evan Catalano in Williams Lake. And Evan's project is Distorted Garden, and we played a track from the Distorted Garden EP, Believe Anything. That was the third track there. So I met Evan recently, and I'll sit him down for an interview to talk about the origins of this label and some more information about these bands that he's been unearthing. OK Vancouver OK has a new single out, a wonderful song. The song is called Je voudrais un vin rouge. It's got a really awesome film clip showing Jeff Johnson of the band wandering around Vancouver with a bottle of red wine, getting into some adventures on the streets. I'm not sure if it's a one-off single or on a forthcoming album, but great stuff. And then another Vancouver band named China Syndrome. They have a record out called Hide in Plain Sight. Power pop band, and we're going to hear their track Curated. And then Calarissa, her latest single from the record Ocean Electro, out on Mint Records. The song we'll hear is called The Radio. It's a pleasure to play The Radio on the radio. Mint Records actually has an event coming up. It's at December 1 at the Astoria, a big celebration. I guess it's their annual Christmas event, and Calarissa will be performing there. So this is Stranded, and this is OK Vancouver OK. And that'll be it for the show. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Tikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.